dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Files to yourself or sync up your laptop. What a hassle, headache. I've got a great solution. The perfect one, actually. I've used it. GoToMyPC. So you can take your office wherever you go. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from internet-connected computers anywhere in the world. Use all your programs and files and check email. Access anything on your desktop or network. With GoToMyPC, you'll never have to worry about forgetting a file or missing an important email. I've used it. Instead of going back to work, I use it constantly at ESPN. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today, an exclusive 45-day free trial, just for my listeners. This offer is only available if you use the promo.
They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And a fine good morning to you on this 30th day of June here on The Doug and Daddy Show. Glad to have you along with us, whether you're listening on 1460 or our friends in Hastings 1550. Kind of interesting show for you, we hope. A lot of things to talk about with the Olympic trials beginning, with Derek in utter disgust. He couldn't believe he came in this morning. He threw up twice just because he's just not a good feeling. Doug out once again today. Chris Baznett from the Kearney Hub sitting in. Chris, a lot to talk about the weekend in sports, but welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, and thank you so much for stepping in for Doug today.
You know, I'm no Doug Duda, and that's probably a good thing for this show. I think you guys will probably do to change something up, so I'm just happy to help you guys out.
Well, yeah, you talk to girls often without appalling them.
Yeah, and, you know, they're
very different than Doug.
Yeah, they're not offended by me or repulsed by me, and I feel like I can go out in public and not make a complete fool of myself, so I think it's an upgrade.
Chris, we talked a little bit before the show. The Olympics, just obviously a sports fan,
yeah,
right? For sports, for Kearney Hub.
Yep.
Is it a big deal?
You know,
does it take center stage this time of year when nothing? Or as you say, Major League Baseball, I guess, would be the thing that's going on right now.
Yeah, I think so. I think right now with the Olympic trials going on, you know, there's not a lot of people paying attention. Obviously, you're going to know that Michael Phelps is. In the swimming, you're going to realize we had a guy running 9.68 in the 100 meters last night because that's stuff that doesn't happen very often. But I think until the Olympics actually get here, until the opening ceremonies are going on, you're not going to see a lot of interest just because, you know, we're Americans, we're American sports fans. We want to watch baseball. We're worried about what's going on with football coming up here in a few months, that sort of thing. I don't think the Olympic sports are something that we're really going to get into until the Olympics actually get here.
By the way, you mentioned football. We have our Big 12 preview starting. We're going to set to be joined by Lee Barfneck from the Omaha World Herald. Lee is not a writer for one particular school. Obviously, the home school is the Nebraska Cornhuskers. But every week, Lee goes to the Big 12 game of the week. Mm-hmm. If obviously, Texas-Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. If Texas Tech is undefeated and they are playing Oklahoma or Texas, he will be there. If Kansas is playing Missouri, he is there. Mm-hmm. We'll get his thoughts on that in the second segment of the show. Obviously the swimming going on, and we're talking about Tyson Gay running the 9 points. I don't care if you got a 50-mile-an-hour wind behind you to do that. Amazing story. And with the testing that goes on and the blemishes and the black eyes the sport has had in the past, those have disappeared, and you're seeing some tremendous performances. And to see him pull away.
Yeah.
A lot of time, you know, it comes down to, you know, people around the area that go to high school track meets. When it comes down to if you get into the finals, I mean, it's so close. I mean, it's a nudge here, a shoulder here, but this guy was this guy was 6 feet ahead of everybody else, just pulling away.
You know, I could throw up a sail in a 50-mile-an-hour wind and not run a 9.6. I probably can run a 12.68 with that. I mean, it's just incredible to think that somebody can go that fast, run by that much, at that level of competition where everybody's so good.
And if you remember about a month ago, it was the Jamaican guy, I can't remember his name, escapes me right now, who Tyson Gay was running against in the World Championships, I believe, was the event. And that guy ran a 9.71,
yeah,
which was the new world record. Now, and Tyson was well behind him in that race, and now But still burned everybody else up in the race, and now Tyson running a 9.68. That's phenomenal.
Derek chiming in here on track. Anything to get his mind off of the weekend.
It's been a rough weekend for Derek.
It's been a very rough weekend. I can't believe we're playing this.
Do you know the words to the Spain?
No. No. Not a clue.
Ole.
Ole, ole. Ole, ole.
Go!
Deutschland going down.
1-0 losers this weekend. Only 4 shots on goal for Germany the whole game.
That's not good.
Yeah. When you have that kind of offensive ineptitude, it's just not going to happen.
Sounds like your game at the bar before you met your soon-to-be missus.
Wow.
Could not score. Denied.
Wow.
But, you know, they get these soccer analysts, and they're mostly European guys. That they had him on, and I did not know the score before this morning. Working this weekend, doing other things this weekend. But the guy talking about Spain dominating this match, you know, I'm thinking it's a Lincoln High girls soccer score. I'm imagining 12-0 or something like that. Then this morning it says 1-0. I'm like, boy, what a beatdown that was. Boy, the excitement. Boy, how do they contain themselves?
And we had some exciting games leading up to it. The 3-2 winner, Germany beating Turkey, was a great game. Back forth. A lot of other games with a lot of goals. Spain had been scoring a lot of goals. That worried me going in. Hadn't lost a game. They 4 wins and a tie going into the game. And they did dominate. It was more of a defensive kind of domination. Didn't give Germany the kind of chances. But I tell you what, Spain probably should have won that game 3-0, 4-0 with a lot of the chances they had. They had some chances right in front of the goal. You give Germany those chances, they put it in the net.
Four shots on goal for Germany. Spain had
a lot. I think they had 12 or 13.
Again, we're American sports fans. We're sitting here going 1-0.
Yeah.
We're saying that's domination. We have no clue what
talking about. You know. I was good for... I guess. Good for the excitement of the sport.
They're partying in Spain tonight, and good for them.
Oh, yeah.
They don't know what's going on.
Yeah, they're drinking their sangria and whatever else they...
44 years, is that right?
1964 was their last European title. Long time.
Boo.
That's a Doug-like drought.
Yeah.
So that happened this weekend. I think amazing sports stories. A lot of offbeats, but I think when you're talking Olympic swimming and you're talking Euro Cup, off-the-wall sports, and the U.S. Women's Open's not really an off-the-wall sport, but when you get a young winner...
19 years old.
6 out of the last 7. First time major winners in women's golf. Obviously, the talent pool...
A lot deeper.
Much deeper than the men's game.
A lot of parity. I guess that's what you'd call it. It's a lot of parity. It's what every sport shoots for, I guess. And obviously men's golf doesn't have that. Women's golf has the parity. And what you're seeing is a lot of parity from a lot of, I guess, overseas players as opposed to a lot of American dominance in the sport. You look at the Americans in the last 30-some majors, they've won less than 10 of those, which on the men's side, you don't see that. You see a lot more American domination in the major tournaments. You don't see it in the Ryder Cup so much. Big into the major tournaments, the individual tournaments, you see the American men dominate, and it's just not that way in the women's game.
You know, I think a lot of people choose to turn pro, you know, after a good showing in a tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of an amazing story of Stacey Lewis.
That is, you know, she injures her back, she almost has to throw her career away, she can't even hardly swing a club, she comes back, turns pro for this tournament, goes out and darn near wins the dang thing, finishes, I think, 4th or something like that,
yeah,
third or 4th. And just
tied for third.
Tied for third, yeah. And just an amazing
4 shots third. Out.
And had the lead heading into Sunday.
It had the lead with a 67, so
yeah.
162,000. You know, a lot of people, though, I mean, how many times do you hear that on the men's, you know, and a lot of people that have success in the amateur side of things decide, I'm going to, you know, I've made my commitment to Oklahoma State or Arizona State or, mm-hmm. you know, somewhere in Florida to play golf.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to forgo that. I'm going to turn pro.
Yeah.
And you never
hear from
you them. Never hear from these kids again, and you, as talented as they are, just the travel schedule, the regimen,
and
people think, oh, they're staying in Marriott's and they've got sponsorships. Well, they don't always.
It ain't that way. A lot of times you're sleeping out of your car. You're driving from tournament to tournament. You're living. You know, you're playing for a paycheck, and you're doing that every week. And you start to struggle a little bit, and you miss a few cuts, and don't make any money. It turns into a grind.
But $162,000 on the women's side of thing.
Pretty good.
Yeah,
that'll get you by for a
while. Now, did you see Michelle Wee? Did you see what she did on Friday? She got a quintuple bogey. She got a 9 on a par 4. And usually you'd think that's, you know, you hit it in the water, you hit your next ball out of bounds, or you hit shank one out of bounds, and you have some problems getting on, you 3-putt, something like that. Her first two shots put her to 30 yards from the pin. It took her 7 shots from 30 yards away to put it in a hole.
You know, not to bring up Duda again, but it sounds like something that does on a regular basis. And, no, I know. I've seen it happen. I've seen Doug birdie holes from places where you don't think a golf ball could get to, and I've seen him make 10s from the middle of the fairway.
And boom goes the dynamite.
And boom goes the dynamite, exactly.
Wow.
So I know it's possible.
You tie for third place, and a tie for third place in the men's tournament would have been $206,000. So a major is equivalent to the Buick Open, basically.
Yeah.
Very similar. I mean, I guess you would think that it would be out of whack. And if you put the majors up against it, it probably would have been closer to $500,000.
I'm sure.
But 1-888-455-3776. Appreciate you giving us a phone call anytime or shoot us an email anytime. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Lee Barf next set to join us in the next segment. Got some interesting big three bets available. We'll tell you about that later in the show. Royals and clubs both struggle. But I think something that happened over the weekend, and if you read Sunday's Omaha World Herald, you read about Jason Peter and the book, Dark Days. And I think there's different reactions to, you know, I've got the same reaction from about 4 different people that I've talked to, and it's, how the hell is he still alive?
Yeah.
When you hear the severity of what he did to his body, and when they're talking about 68, whether it be Vicodin or he has some other drug, a painkiller drug, and you hear, you know, you hear the stories about a Brett Favre that's similar, but you didn't. I'm not sure Brett Favre ever mixed heroin and cocaine. You know,
probably not. Yeah.
You know, with it, but to do that to your body, and I think that's one thing that stands out, and it's a vision. It didn't start. Not the first time he took these painkillers. Did he say, "I need 68 of them. I need a bottle of vodka, and I need some heroin"?
Yeah.
This is a substance deal that. The high is not high enough. We build up a tolerance.
Yeah, it just keeps getting worse and worse. And
I think that's kind of a misconception out there that everybody thinks, like, man, your back hurt really bad. You need 68 of those. No, that's not.
That's not how it happened.
No, and, you know, he's had 2 surgeries since he's been recovered and had to take.
Had to get back on the painkillers.
Had to take painkillers.
Yeah.
But I think. Tom Chattel did a great job, I think. Met him at the Cornhusker Hotel. They sat down for lunch and just basically went through some questions. There's a whole page of it in yesterday's Omaha World Herald. I find it interesting, though, one of the questions was about Tom Osborne and his thoughts. Mm-hmm. And Jason is told, with Tom Osborne getting back into the fold in Lincoln, getting back into the mix of the Husker football program, the players seem to be much more welcome. If anybody would ever need help, Jason Peter's not going to shy away from anything.
Yeah.
Some people out there may not appreciate the language in the book.
Yeah, it's be a little rough, I'm sure, with Jason Peter. I mean, but that's the way it is.
That was a Peter Brothers kind of a moniker. It was, you know, they were going to.
It wasn't yes, sir, and no, sir, and thank you, ma'am, and whatnot. It was.
It wasn't go home for Christmas and hug and kiss mom on the cheek. It was high five and slap her on the butt. Let's go.
Yeah.
And you have to remember, a cushy conservative approach isn't gonna sell you books either. The more controversial, the more it'll sell books.
And you know, I can respect, and we're gonna have Jason Peter on, Derek, I believe July 10th.
Yes, I think so. It's either the 10th or 11th.
Right here. Well, it's not the 11th because that's a hot dog eating contest.
Oh, you're right. You're right. It is that Thursday before the hot dog eating contest. The 10th.
Day before.
Correct.
We will have Jason Peter on and look forward to speaking with him, because I think, you know, whether it's addiction or mental illness or what have you, every family knows somebody, whether it's in their family, that's been affected with this. And to get somebody that, after being to the let's face it, should be dead.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. Should not be with us, and seems to have found some peace, at least for this part of his life.
And you listen to him on the radio now, and he talks with passion, and he talks openly about it, and he'll come in here and pound his fist on the desk and say,
well, that's what people missed, I think.
Yeah.
And I think Jason Peter alluded to this in the interview. He said, if you saw people playing hard, and you know what, we happened to get beat by some people that, you know, we missed a tackle, but we were there. Mm-hmm. That wasn't the case.
Yeah.
If we want to go full speed, we want to do different things. But I find it interesting. There's an excerpt of the book, and I've read this to about four people. And when you read it for the first time, it kind of fires you up. It kind of makes you want to be in Nebraska if you got testosterone running through your veins.
Yeah.
And every boy growing up
wants to be a Husker.
Wants to be a Husker.
Wear the red. Yep.
Now, Chris, you came from Ravenna.
Yep.
Probably a little bit undersized to play for the Big Red.
I was, you know, I check in at about 140 pounds right now. I was a prodigious cross-country runner in high school. I played some golf. So, yeah, didn't get the chance to play a lot of football.
Would have loved to. Would have died the first day of practice.
Would have been broken in half and sent to the hospital, and that would have been it, yeah.
Now, I had the size. I was just, it was. And really did not, that wasn't my deal. But. Yeah. Nonetheless, I think that's your dream. We'll get to that in the second half of the program. When we come back, we will begin our Big 12 preview with Lee Barfneck from the Omaha World. Back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I'll be back in a moment.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding you. I wish I were.
Planning your personal financial strategy. At Platte Valley State Bank, they understand your needs, know what it takes, and have the resources to get it done. Whether you want online banking, a personal loan, or need investment options, they are ready to help and are prepared to build a financial relationship with you that will truly make a difference. If you need more from your banker, contact Kim Dugan and Bev Stutzman in Grand Island, or in Kearney, contact Mandy Peterson and Marissa Sinclair. The right team can make a big difference, and Platte Valley State Bank has the team that's right for you. Member FDIC.
Doctors of Chiropractic are trained physicians in the art and science of spinal manipulation. They use this training to treat a wide variety of conditions such as neck pain, back pain, headaches, and most sports injuries. For 17 years, Dr. John Klingensmith has provided chiropractic care that focuses on total body wellness. Maybe that's why in a recent Gallup poll survey, 90% of chiropractic patients judge their care as effective. So the next time life bangs you around, see Dr. John Klingensmith at Klingensmith Family Chiropractic. Call for an appointment today, 234-4940.
People can take shelter during a storm. Sadly, a new Dodge Charger cannot. Neither can a Chrysler Town & Country, a Jeep Cherokee, or any number of the pre-owned cars and trucks in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep. That means hundreds of perfectly good vehicles, new and used, suffered hail damage after the recent storm. But that also means you can now own one of these hail-damaged vehicles at a greatly reduced price. All hail the hail sale. You knew it was coming. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep, just north of I-80 in Kearney, or at MidwayCDJ.com.
If you're looking for 2 days of great fun and excitement, then we have the place for you on July 4th and 5th. It's the Gibbon Tractor Pull and Mud Drags located at the Aurora Co-op facility. Be a part of the engine roaring action of modified 2- and 4-wheel drive pickups, super stock tractors, limited pro stock tractors, also light and heavy modified tractors, featuring the Nebraska Truck and Tractor Pullers Association and Nebraska Butch Pullers. Bring your lawn chairs and enjoy concessions. Be at Gibbon at 1 p.m. on July 4th and 5th.
We're back. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug out today. I think he's getting a little bit golf in. I'm sure the guys he's golfing with probably wish he was at the Kearney Golf Center taking some lessons.
I would think so, because I'm sure they're suffering tremendously at this point.
They've got a short game area. They've got 8 target greens, yardage boards updated as the yardage switches. Hey, people, you want to improve your game? You need to know what you're doing wrong. The range faces directly south, where the wind's coming from. That exaggerates your errors and lets you fix it. South of UNK, along Highway 30, don't have the equipment? Well, Kevin Kamrath at Kearney Golf Center's got the equipment. Get there today. Their seasonal membership still available. Call him today, 308-234-6543. Get to the Kearney Golf Center. Improve your golf game. Same-day service. You need some grips? Kevin Kamrath can do it. Same-day service. Call him today, 234-6543. He'd appreciate it, so would we. south of UNK along Highway 30.
If nothing else, by government.
12 days. 12 schools. One child. And two guys.
Certainly take their football seriously, don't they?
It's the Big 12 Preview on the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
And we begin our Big 12 Preview by, well, Lee Barfneck from the Omaha World Herald, and Lee's home school is obviously the Nebraska Cornhuskers, but throughout the year, Lee gets to go see the marquee game of the week and travel all over the Big 12 Conference and cover those games. We're pleased to be joined by him right now. Lee, thanks so much for letting us catch up with you this morning.
Hey, Tony, Chris, how you guys doing?
We're doing it. We're doing well. We appreciate the 80-degree weather. I'm not sure we're ready for the 90, 95-degree weather they tell us is coming.
Hey, after last winter, I'll take it.
That's oh so true. Lee, Big 12 Media Day is here less than about 3 weeks away, actually. Overall thoughts as we head in to this Big 12 football season?
Well, I think this could be the greatest year of Big 12 football yet. You know, two or three years ago, we were just a short period of time, we were talking about how poor the North Division was and how this conference seemed to be out of balance. But all of a sudden, the North Division has kind of had a great move here, and at the same time, the South has stayed very strong. And clearly, the Southeastern Conference is still the best league in the country. But I'll tell you, the Big 12 is going to be right there this year, and there's chances for the Big 12 to win a national championship.
Lee, I guess the marquee players that stand out to me, obviously, out of the Big 12, you look at the quarterback position and you go right down the list. Chase Daniel, Graham Harrell, Sam Bradford, Colt McCoy. Now, that's leaving out, you know, a Nebraska quarterback that did some pretty special things towards the end of last year. But there's some awfully, awfully good talent at the quarterback's position. That just stands out to me.
Yeah, overall, there's 10 returning starting quarterbacks. So experience is very important at that position. But these guys are very talented players, too. You rattled off that list. Todd Reesing at Kansas, you throw him in there, too. I mean, really, there's legitimate Heisman Trophy candidates in that group. And then, if you want to talk about some more Heisman guys, you can't overlook Michael Crabtree, the wide receiver at Texas Tech. I mean, the guy who just had phenomenal numbers last year, almost 2,000 yards in receiving, and probably going to be have the same kind of numbers this year. So the talent is high. The depth of talent is very high in this league. I think it's going to be great. A lot of great close games. It's going to be difficult for the coaches. They don't necessarily like it that way. But I think the fans are going to have the best time watching Big 12 football they've had yet.
You talk about the offensive players, the quarterbacks, the receivers. We saw a lot of scores last year in the Big 12 that looked like whack scores. Are the defenses going to be better this year? What's the story going to be on the defensive side of the ball this season?
Well, clearly that's an issue, and teams such as Texas Tech and Oklahoma State that want to make a surge in this league need to shore up their defenses. I think the defenses are still having trouble getting caught up to the spread offenses that are proliferating around this league. And the thing that's also a little bit difficult is everybody runs it a little differently. Texas Tech is a little different from Kansas's, which is a little different from Oklahoma State's, which is a little different from Oklahoma. So it's been a really tough go for defensive coordinators around the league. But clearly, defense is something that's never been too far off in the Big 12. So I think you might look a little bit for the defenses to shine a little brighter this year.
Lee Barfneck from the Omaha World Herald joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Lee, when I guess I look at one special player from the North, and Jeremy McClain can kind of do it all, returns kicks, an exciting player, and actually a backbreaker, a momentum changer. How big do you look for him to be for that team this year?
Well, he's gigantic. I mean, they'll use him so many ways. They'll use him out of the backfield. They'll use him returning kicks. They'll use him, as a wideout. They'll run screens, and they run reverses, and they'll direct snap the ball to him. I mean, Missouri's done a great job of incorporating Macklin into their offense, and he really is a legit burner. I mean, last year, the first game of the year, I covered the Missouri-Illinois game. It was his first game back after missing the whole year with a knee injury, and people had warned me and said that this guy could really run, but it was amazing to see what this guy could do. I mean, really a true difference maker in a game, and the kind of guy that if you're a Nebraska fan, those are the kind of guys you want to see Nebraska go back and get like they used to have. But Jeremy Macklin is a great football player. player.
Lee, do you compare him to a Johnny Rod? Well, who can you compare him to? Anybody like that?
You know, as far as the impact in the game, I very much so. He doesn't have Johnny's. You know, Johnny wasn't a super speed guy, straight ahead. He had all the great moves and the side-to-side agility. And so Macklin's a little different. He's more of a straight-ahead speed guy. But as far as changing a game and having the impact and being a guy that the defense absolutely has to know where he is all the time, he's clearly in that category.
Lee, you talked about game breakers. We talked about Michael Crabtree down at Texas Tech. People are saying this is going to be the year for Texas Tech. They've got 18 starters back. They get Texas at home. Can they be a team that steps up and challenges Texas and Oklahoma in the South?
That'll be one of the great stories to watch, I think, not just in the Big 12, but nationally. There's some of the national prognosticators have picked them to get it, jump into a BCS bowl finally, and it's always kind of fun to see new blood jump in there. Clearly their defense improved some last season when they made an in-season change in defensive coordinator, but yet again toward the end of the season they had a couple of rough outings. So, the onus clearly is on Texas Tech's defense to play a little bit better, but offensively they've shown the ability to score points with anybody. They've got to get past that. It seems like Tech always, every year they win one game they shouldn't win and then they lose two games they shouldn't lose. They've got to get past that, play more consistently and play better defense week to week.
You know, I think when people talked about, and you go back to 2 years ago when they were talking about the weak Big 12, because it was so top-heavy and the bottom wasn't very good, Lee, you talk about Oklahoma and Texas being the top of the South. Well, now you've got Texas Tech, and Oklahoma State look to be challenging those two teams. Texas A&M looks to be a ways off, as far as I'm concerned, and Baylor seems to be the cellar dweller for, well, the history of the world. You look at the North, Missouri, Nebraska, and Kansas look to be, but then those three bottom teams, Kansas State, Colorado, Iowa State. Do you look for any of those teams to really surprise this year?
Well, I don't think Colorado's that far off. Part of their problem this year, they've got a very difficult schedule, but I really think Dan Hawkins is going to get it done out there. His son is the quarterback. I'm not sure his son is a championship quarterback. They might need to go recruit a better player there to make a big rise up. But I really think that Colorado will be a factor in there. Iowa State's got a ways to go talent-wise. I think coaching staff, their Gene Chizik, I think really did a nice job his first year last year. Kansas State is a total mystery. I mean, with the stuff that Ron Prince is doing down there, bringing in, signing 2011 junior college transfers, it seems like. It'll be a fascinating story. I can't wait to write about it. But if you're a Kansas State fan, I'd be in a state of purple panic right now. I mean, this thing could either blossom and really be a great story, or it could just be a disaster. It's really difficult to incorporate that many two-year players onto your campus and get them to function as a cohesive unit. Football chemistry is so important in football, and when you're bringing in that many new players, it's really hard. So there'll be an interesting story to watch either way. So I think there's a lot of great stories. You know, look at the fact that Texas A&M is probably going to be picked fifth in the South. That shows you how good this league is. I mean, that's a fully financed program with great facilities and great recruiting area, and they're probably picked to be the ninth or tenth best team in the Big 12. So that's what we're looking at.
Yeah, well, they only return 10 starters. Of course, new schemes on both sides of the ball, so that'll be interesting to follow them. Lee, everybody out there, the Nebraska situation, the running back situation looks to be undoubtedly the deepest in the Big 12. What do you look for out of this team? And I think the defense, how vastly do you see them improving?
Well, I mean, clearly they're going to be, for starters, they'll be lined up correctly. They'll play hard. they might have some idea what they're doing this year. As elementary and somewhat simplistic as that sound, that really is important. I mean, if you're in the correct schemes and you have kids that are really trying to execute what you've scouted and trying to do, it can really improve your program. Now, I don't think there's any question there's some little pockets of where there's a talent gap, all through Nebraska's system. I think there's certain places where there's two or three really good players at one spot, and then maybe the spot next to them that there's really not a true Big 12 caliber player. So it's going to take two or three years to fix that. But I really think what the coaching staff is emphasizing about playing smartly and playing with enthusiasm, playing together in college football, that can mean a lot. So I expect, tremendous improvement on both sides of the ball for Nebraska. Offensively, I would expect them to be very conservative, try to run the ball, try to milk clock, try to shorten games. I mean, it'll be a little different for Nebraska fans to get used to, but I think that's to try to win as many games as they can next fall, that's probably the strategy they're going to have to use.
Lee, I guess when Bo Pelini took over this team, the one season that he's had them in the past, he took that defense from 55th to 11th in the nation. This is a defense that was 112th in the nation. Where do you think he could rank this defense?
I think they could probably get to the, into the 40s or maybe the low 50s. I think it'd be way too much of a stretch to expect these guys to just all of a sudden become a top 20 in the country defense. I just don't know if that kind of ability is around there. But I don't think there's any question these guys will the things we just talked about, play hard, play smart, will force turnovers. I mean, that was a thing that was just mind-boggling last year. Nebraska was dead last in the Big 12 in forcing turnovers, not just last, but they were 8 turnovers behind the 11th place team, which was Iowa State. So they weren't even in the running as far as forcing turnovers. And those are game-changing moments when you can do that. And Pelini, the year he was here, they led the country in forcing turnovers. So clearly his style leads to that. And those are the kind of things that can make your defense look a lot better in a hurry.
Lee Barfneck from the Omaha World Herald joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Lee, before we let you go, who's your all preseason Big 12 quarterback and player of the year?
Well, I've got to go with Chase Daniel. I really believe Missouri's a legitimate threat to win a national championship. I think their schedule is very favorable. A critical game for them is coming to Lincoln, the first Big 12 game, and winning in Lincoln for the first time in 30 years. But their other road test is Texas, and obviously, Kansas State went to Texas and won last year. Missouri has won at A&M and has won at Texas Tech in the last 2 years, so I don't think they're afraid to go down there. So I think with just the skill level Missouri has, the experience they picked up last year in playing so many big games and having a great quarterback, all the pieces might fall into place for Missouri to make a national title run.
That's interesting because I'm looking right here at Caesars Palace, and they are 7-1 there. I've got them at 12-1 at the MGM Mirage. So interesting thoughts, Lee. We appreciate the time this morning, and I look forward to seeing you in Kansas City.
Great. Very good. See Tony. See Chris.
Lee Barfneck always does a great job. You can follow his stuff. Always Omaha World Herald. Check him out. We're going to take another break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Special birthday going on today also. All that and more when we return.
There they are, two dirty boys.
We had nothing to do with it. It was all their idea.
Now your tablecloth is stained, and how.
More dirty deeds done dirt cheap when the Doug and Danny Show returns at Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Howard, ESPN Radio here. On my show, we talk about winners and losers. A winner is somebody that's always prepared for any situation. That's what makes the new Honda Pilot a winner. 8 passenger seating, 7 buddies, get them in back, go to the game. How about pack up mountain bikes, a weekend at the mountain with your girlfriend? And the Honda Pilot, always prepared. It's powerful. An available navigation system, it's also smart. The Honda Pilot allows you to handle almost any situation. It's a winner.
Go to pilot.honda.com for more information. Cargo space is limited by weight and distribution.
This 4th of July, your local Sam's Club is bursting with ways to save. Bring forth the flavor at your patriotic party with a barbecue. From grilling essentials like fresh meats and produce to drinks in the grill itself, you'll find the items you need at prices worth celebrating. And if you're not a member, you can start your savings with a bang. Join as a new member on July 1st through 4th, and you'll receive a $10 gift card. Sam's Club, where membership means terrific values this 4th of July and every day. Join today to avoid a 10% service fee that applies on all non-member purchases.
Hi, this is Phil Gordon, professional poker player. You're listening to ESPN Superstation in Central Nebraska on 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see a lot of sun as we head through the day with light variable winds. We'll make it up to a high of 85 degrees. Tonight, under mostly clear skies with winds from the south, we'll hit a low of 59. Tuesday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 90, and it will be breezy. I'm meteorologist Nicole Maroc. Currently, it's 73 degrees.
Out back, Doug and Daddy Show here. Leading you up to the 4th of July. Hope you're going to have a safe 4th of July. Get out and buy some fireworks and let the kids have some fun. If you're going to buy fireworks, I'd probably go to Dairy Queen.
I've heard they had a great, they got a great store up there.
It is one of the finest selection in all of the land. It's kind of like Lothar. All the meats and cheeses in all of the land are there.
Wow.
Chris, obviously a lot of people playing golf this week. You're doing something interesting for the Kearney Hub. You are getting a chance to play 21 area golf courses.
Yeah, around 2021, yeah. I'm pretty much the luckiest human on the face of the earth. I actually brought this up with my boss down at the Hub, Wes. I believe it was last spring, last summer. I said, you know what we should do? You should let me go around and play all the golf courses and write about them. He said, you know what? That's not a bad idea. So, yeah, doing that, basically what I'm doing is just going around playing 18 holes at each course. I've been to Alma already. I've been to Franklin. Played Minden this last week. That's going to be in the paper tomorrow. Eventually going to get down to the Bertrand Country Club.
Highline.
You're right. I'm sorry. I've played there since high school. So the Highline Country Club and Spa, I heard it's in immaculate shape. I'm looking down there. So, yeah, it's been a lot of fun. Got to play a lot of good courses. You really get to see how well these small towns take care of their courses and how high quality of golf there is out there.
Well, all the rain hasn't hurt anything in the Alma Franklin area that struggled. And, I mean, everybody struggled with water situation, did not have enough water for their courses. But, boy, I've heard great things about both of those courses down there.
They both look great. They've, you know, they're filled in. They're lush. Everything's... I mean, it's just great to see the courses in that good a shape. Because, like you said, we've struggled the last few years not getting enough rain. You've seen courses struggle. You've seen some areas that have been hit pretty hard. But now with the rain, you're seeing these courses come back, and they really look great.
Do you have a couple favorite holes?
You know, there's a hole at Franklin. It's a par 4. I forget how long it is, but it's a dogleg right. There's a tree in the middle of the fairway. Your second shot, you have to clear a creek to the green. It's a narrow green. That's probably been my favorite hole so far. It's tough. You know, other than that, I'm so bad it doesn't even matter, you know?
He's about a 4. What are you, a 4?
I read your handicap.
Yeah, 3.5.
Yeah.
That's not
yeah.
No, it's just fun. It's neat to see different courses because a lot of these courses I haven't had the chance to play before. I haven't had a chance to play since I was in high school and played golf at Ravana. So it's just been interesting to see some different layouts.
You know, it's been interesting to have other people on that don't insult me all day and say positive things and have a good conversation.
I insult you as much off the air as I can to make up for Doug not being here.
Appreciate that too, Derek.
No problem.
Derek, in your education for the day, any idea why the Bertrand Golf Course would be called the Highline?
Highline. No clue.
The road, the highway which runs through Bertrand that goes through Loomis, Elwood, Smithfield, Elwood, Eustace.
All those large metropolitan areas.
That is the High Line. If it rains and the water runs to the south, that goes to the Republican River. If it goes to the north, that goes to the Platte River.
Look at Daddy dropping knowledge.
Unbelievable. And geographic knowledge, nonetheless. Knowledge. I mean, that's good stuff.
That would be what is, if you're playing at home. What
and
is geographic?
Dynamite.
There you go. had a buddy in the last couple weeks go to Las Vegas and brought me back the odds for the Super Bowl and brought me back the BCS championship odds. Nebraska, by the way, listed around 65 to 80, depending on where you shop. If I was going to wager, I would certainly go get the 80.
Oh, yeah.
Even if you had to walk a couple blocks, in case.
It's probably worth those few extra steps, yeah.
But the most interesting proposition that I saw regarding football so far is they have odds, and they call them big three bets. And this is on pro football and the odds to win the 08-09 college football championship. The big three in college are Georgia, USC, Ohio State. So obviously, if Georgia would meet Ohio State, you would have a winner if you had the big three.
You're set, yep.
If you took the field, you have every other team. Every other team in college football. You must wager minus 260, so you would, in essence, have to wager $26 to make 10.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The other way, the underdog roll, you would wager $10 to get 22 back. So in Las Vegas, you would, in essence, get 32 back because you would already put the money up front.
Yeah.
They also have that on the NFL, the Super Bowl. You can wager the big three, which are the Patriots, Colts, and Cowboys. Many people, obviously, I think in most circles, those are probably the favorite teams. And
yeah, I would think so.
I mean, the Patriots, that division they play in, just
not good.
There's 8 wins,
yeah.
Or there's 7,
yeah,
whatever, 6 wins or whatever.
Yeah.
So they are a plus 165. They are still the underdog, the big three.
Mm-hmm.
If you take the field, you're a minus 185. So A little bit of interesting proposition bets there from Las Vegas, and appreciate the fine people at the MGM Mirage for putting those out. Derek notified me of a special birthday going on today.
Yeah, Mike Tyson, 42 years old today. I can't believe it.
Mike, were you really sick this week? What was the problem?
I broke my back.
What do you mean by that? You
my
broke
back is broken.
What, a vertebrae or
well,
what portion?
Spinal.
You did that in sparring?
No, I did it by a motorcycle accident. The doctor discovered I was doing my sit-ups, 2,500 a day with my 20-pound weight, and one day I couldn't move anymore. And I asked the doctor, what's wrong? And he said, believe it or not, it's wearing your back is broken slightly.
So are you in pain right now? Did you take some type of injection? How did you make it to this fight?
I can't take an injection. You know you're going to test me, but... all praise be to Allah. I don't know. I don't even know. I'm just happy that I'm fighting and I'm punching well and accurate. That my trainer, Freddie Roach, Robert Lewis.
He's just everywhere.
Talk about people that should be dead at
yeah.
this point. Forget Christian Peter.
So what's higher, 42
Jason.
Is his age?
Jason Peter.
Sorry.
42, his age, over or under with his IQ there?
You know, that's, yeah, it's got to be under.
I would think so. I mean... I don't think it's also no coincidence that Mike Tyson is roughly the same age as Doug. So I think we can draw some parallels there between Mike Tyson and Doug Duda.
It's just so bizarre to see what he's been through and to see 42 years old. You know, at one time, do you remember how dominant, how just everybody wanted? That's the kind of the day and age where the pay-per-view
yeah.
really took off.
Yeah, just the scariest man you'd ever want to see in a ring, and people were ready to watch him just knock the snot out of somebody.
You know, and growing up, you know, you always had the, would you get in the ring with Mike Tyson for $1 million? And everybody goes, yeah, you would. Until you were at the third step to the ring and he's waiting for you? No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, when he's saying he's going to eat your children or rip your mother out or make you his girlfriend or
wow,
something like that.
Yeah, the know. Top 10 quotes we listened to right before the show of Mike Tyson. The guy just, wow, he's living in his own world. And you know, Buster Douglas literally derailed that guy's career.
Oh, yeah.
With one combination. I mean, that was it. Nothing left to Mike after that.
Buster Douglas, Tokyo, Japan.
42-1 underdog in that fight.
Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. Biggest up, I don't think there's ever been a 42-1 or more underdog that has beaten anyone else in boxing. Has not that I can think of off the top of my head. That's unbelievable.
1-888-455-3776 if you want to give us a call or shoot us an email anytime. 1-888-455. Well, you don't shoot us an email at that number.
No.
You call us at that number and you shoot us an email at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Derek informs me we're going to take our last break. When we come back, we're going to wrap things up with a Jason Peter talk. I'll read you an excerpt from the book and more on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Exceptional, distinctive, extraordinary.
Big? Why, they're huge.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
The largely entertaining Doug and Daddy Show will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You love to meet people, build relationships, and sell, but for one reason or another, your current position isn't what you hoped it would be. If you appreciate the opportunity not only to sell a concept, but to have a hand in its creation, then ESPN Radio Superstation needs a person like you. Among the great things about being an ESPN Radio account executive is the freedom to create marketing plans that associate local businesses with sports and sports marketing, using radio and the internet. Plus, like any good sales opportunity, the control you crave in creating and fulfilling your personal success goals. We can't train someone to be motivated, honest, and organized. We hope you'll bring that to the table yourself. However, we do provide state-of-the-art industry training. So if you're ready to start on the road to a career where $50,000 and beyond is realistic, then send your inquiries and resume, if you have one, to generalmanager@ESPNSuperstation.com. An equal opportunity employer. Log on to Nebraska Job Link or ESPNSuperstation.com for a full job description.
Hey man, this donation fun continues all summer long in the courtyard at Cunningham's Journal.
Enjoy our unique outdoor atmosphere with a margarita frozen or on the rise, or your favorite tasty beverage under the misters.
Under the misters.
While listening to the sounds of summer, relaxing with your friends doesn't have to be just on the weekends. Get to the courtyard and take a well-deserved weekday break.
Hey man, join us for destination fun in the courtyard.
Cunningham's Journal on the bricks in downtown Kearney.
Tomorrow's a big day.
It's why you laughed at all your boss's jokes and practiced your handshake in the mirror. Tomorrow makes you glad you didn't drink more in college or allow yourself to have unflattering photos taken. It's why you've made grazie, Dankeschön, and tau chi part of your vocabulary. Tomorrow's why your shoes are so shiny you can check your hair in them. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight. Visit HGI.com today.
This grilling season, take a road trip through the land of lean beef. Explore a tender stretch of strip steak. Cruise around some top brown. Take a spin to everyone's favorite scenic stop, the T-Bone. There are 29 lean cuts to savor. Each destination, more delicious than the next. Discover the power of protein in the land of lean beef. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Funded by the Beef Checkoff.
Hi, I'm J.W. Hart, the Ironman of the Professional Bull Riders. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see a lot of sun as we head through the day with light variable winds. We'll make it up to a high of 85 degrees. Tonight, under mostly clear skies with winds from the south, we'll hit a low of 59. Tuesday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 90, and it will be breezy. I'm meteorologist Nicole Maroc. Currently, it's 73 degrees.
Our back Doug and Daddy show. Pleased to have you along with us. Chris Baznett, Carney Hubbs, sitting in for Doug today.
Riding shotgun with my man Daddy here.
Appreciate you being here, Chris. I think we're getting them through the hour. I don't think anybody's...
Hopefully nobody's thrown themselves off a building or anything listening to me. I would hope that I'm like a backup quarterback in the NFL. You just got to always be ready to step in if the big guy goes down, and that's what I am.
What backup quarterback? Like Steve Berline or?
Maybe like a Trent Dilfer. I'm not real spectacular. I just kind of turn around and hand the ball off, just manage the game.
I was going to go Gus Frerotte, but.
But I don't think Chris would he'd slam his head into the cement wall and hurt his neck.
I've never given myself a concussion running into a wall, so.
Unbelievable. But I tell you what, if you're going to run into walls or do anything like that down the road, you know, football season's right around the corner, right in the middle of baseball season, head to Misco Sports downtown Kearney to pick up anything you need. They got the Adidas, Nike shorts and t-shirts, caps and visors. They got flip-flops from Rider, Nike, Adidas. Obviously, they have all your sporting gear you would need, whether it's baseball, whether it's football for the upcoming football season. We've been talking some Big 12 football here on the show today. Basically, anything you need as far as sports goes, head down to Misco Sports downtown Kearney Center. They'll take care of you.
Perfect. Steve and Steve waiting for you. Get down there and check them out today. Don't forget, people, if you are interested, 1 week from this Friday. There's no show this Friday because of July 4th. But 1 week from this Friday, you need to be at the Hilltop Mall. It's a third annual Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest. Prizes of all kinds given away, but you have to be there. Troutman's is providing the hot dogs. There's mall-wide summer sidewalk sales going on July 11th, 12th, and 13th. Check out the new Hilltop 4 Theaters. They're under new ownership. Back to school's right around the corner, people. Come see what's hot for all at the Hilltop Mall. July 11th, our third annual Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Championship. Well, we have 9 people right now, 10 people.
Well, we should have one more with you going again, but you're wussing out this year because you couldn't handle it last year.
Daddy.
You know.
You are the big daddy. I mean, you got to.
This is a tradition unlike any other.
Yeah.
It's like the Masters.
Have you seen the trophy? It's huge.
It's like the Masters without Tiger Woods. Who wants to see Zach Johnson win the Masters? I want to see Tiger Woods at the Masters. I want to see Daddy at the hot dog eating contest.
Oh, you'll see me there.
I want to see him eating. I don't want to see Tiger Woods walk in the gallery at the Masters. I want to see him golfing at the Masters.
It just hurts too bad.
Are you afraid of a reversal, as the competitive eaters call it?
A reversal.
I like how they just make, you know. You can say you puke.
Yeah,
I mean, you don't have to say it's a reversal. That automatically disqualifies you, by the way.
Seeing Derek's getting better at segueing and talking about reversals, we're talking about somebody that's reversed his life. Jason Peter. Now, here is a book excerpt. And it's talking about Jason Peter in 1992 when he finally took a visit to Nebraska. And Jason Peter did not finish high school. He then went to a prep school and played a year out. So when he came to Nebraska, that was a story with Jason Peter. this one excerpt, I mean, talks about the decision to come to Lincoln. And I find it interesting, this is one of the things that Coach Osborne may not be real crazy about in the book, but nonetheless, it's an excerpt from the book. It says, "The coaches took us to the best restaurants in town, and later the player escorts would get us into the wildest college parties. And the girls. Oh, bad word. They were like something from some cheerleader sex fantasy. Agape, I watched them with their blonde hair tied back, their impossibly long legs, their ice blue and emerald green eyes, and their dazzling perfect teeth. I noted the way that they fell over themselves to get close to the football guys who treated them with calculated indifference. And I realized that to get in onto the team at Nebraska was to get in all areas access to the best parties, the best girls, the American blanking dream. After the season was already over, I didn't get a chance to, I didn't get a chance to see the Cornhuskers play, but I had remembered and memorized Christian's accounts of Memorial Stadium. The roar of the crowd, 78,000 voices, hoarse and steadfast, cheering on this team that was worshipped like young gods in the state of Nebraska. The thought of this sound sent shivers up my spine, seemed to provoke something in me, and I felt a drug-like rush flooding my brain. I imagined myself stepping out onto the field, and that roar, that deafening, dizzying, 78,000 voices strong, screaming, being directed toward me."
Daddy, you need to do those books on tape. I think that was beautiful. I felt like I was, there in the stadium.
And Daddy, you—I mean, you played football in high school. You were the big star. You obviously experienced some of that, right?
No, I wasn't. There's no stardom with nothing.
I felt like I was listening to a romance novel there for a little bit, as opposed to a biography.
I read that yesterday, and I was like, God, do I get any eligibility left? I'm not trying.
It's a lot like that in this business, though. You have a lot of cheerleaders kind of falling all over each other to get to you, and it's, you know.
Well.
It's not like that at all. That's a total lie.
Agape, I watch.
Agape,
I watch.
We stand there with our mouths open. Yeah, it's not the same at all.
Guys, before we wrap up the show here, a couple minutes, I got a couple of Dent Popper inboxes emails here. The Dent Popper, home of the Arma linings, has for years specialized in paintless dent repair. If the bad weather has dinged your car up, if you got a couple rocks flying up on the road that are dinging your car up as well, you can stop in and see Scott and Joel for a free estimate. The Dent Popper, downtown on the bricks, downtown Kearney. This one is from Adam in Holdridge. "Where's the love for the Holdridge Country Club? By the way, that's number 5 at Franklin, I believe, and it can be a brutal hole. Ed Slocum is, as always, does a great job at Franklin, and I've been hearing good things about how Pat Berry is taking care of Highline." That from Adam in Holdridge. And then we have Kyle from Casper, Wyoming. I take it he's listening via the net there. In the words of Mike Tyson, it takes ass to get ass. He goes on to say, I don't know what that means, but it rings so true. Kyle and Casper, Dent Popper inbox, thanks.
That's never been the case for me, because I've got plenty. And
you do, and you don't get any.
Yeah, no, so lack thereof. Yeah. Speaking of people that aren't going to get any, Derek, 26 days away.
Oh, yes, 26 days away till the big day.
Did you, I mean, before you made this decision, did you ever envision yourself fornicating with so many beautiful women?
Fornicating with so many beautiful women.
Going through the money that you went through?
Wow. I can actually count the money that I've gone through pretty easily. It's not that much.
You go back to your checkbook, see the deposit slips.
Yeah, it's like
146, 218.
1.46.
Yeah, you're at the decimal in the wrong spot.
Yeah, it's...
Fair enough. I think... Well, 26 days. We'll bring you more. Tomorrow, Doug and Daddy Show. Chris, before you get out of here, what Big 12 school you want to hear from tomorrow?
Let's do Kansas.
We're going to do Kansas. We will efforts the newspaper reporter from Kansas, talk some Kansas football on the Big 12 preview. More of that every day leading up to when we leave for Big 12 Media Days. Look forward to having you along for that. Look forward to... having Chris Basnett sometime back again with us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Always my pleasure. Thank you, Daddy.
Lee Barfneck, we want to thank him from the Omaha World Herald for joining us. Talk a little Big 12 football today. We'll talk more of Jason Peters' book. We got a chance to check that out. We'll be hitting newsstands. July 8th is the release date for that book. Also talk more Major League Baseball tomorrow. Damon Day back in UNK Baseball. Coach, we'll be see you then on the Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 in Kearney, 1550, our friends in Hastings. We'll see you then.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew.
Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!